Get the only membership that gives you access to every Crows and Power home game. An Adelaide Oval membership. AdelaideOval.com.au/football membership.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M, Roo, not far away from the big concerts at the Superloop Adelaide 500. Of course, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Living End, as we know. We spoke to them last week. Jet also on the bill. And we've got Nick from Jet on the line. G'day, Nick.
Good morning.
This is going to be massive. Adelaide Superloop 500, some of the biggest bands in the world, including yourselves. Very exciting stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. Well, I mean, for us, just to do a show is kind of fun because we haven't done many in a long time. So that'll be nice to just be playing music with some old friends. And also, we're pretty good friends with Living End guys too, so we haven't seen them in a while. So that'll be good.
Right.
You're still living in Italy, Nick? I know you're a Melbourne boy, but you used to live in Italy for a while. Where are you based?
I am, mate. I've been in Milan now for 5 years. I know we spoke about, you've obviously got Italian heritage too.
Yes, you gave me a couple of tips about things to do over there a few years ago after you played at the grand final.
We did.
You would have been a bit upset about the Collingwood side last year. You're a big Collingwood man.
Well, I mean, to be completely honest, I did grow up a Collingwood fan, but I've never been crazy about footy. But my brother Chris, he's completely mad about footy, and he was very pissed off.
Just can't shake the collie wobbles, can they?
I guess not.
Yeah. So what was it about Milan? How did you end up there?
My grandparents are all European, half Italian, half Scottish. And I just got curious. I wanted to, and you know, with Set, I was on tour for basically 15 years, and I spent a lot of time in Europe, and I liked being there. So me and my wife moved over there maybe 15 years ago now that we first moved, but we've been living there for the last five.
Yeah, fantastic. So I take it you'd be fluent Italian then?
I am now. I didn't know a single word before I got there, but...
Really?
Yeah. No, unfortunately not.
Yeah. Can you say, I like to listen to Ruined Hits on Triple M in Italian, please?
Sì, mi piacerebbe ascoltare mio amico Ru, sul radio.
There you go. Beautifully done.
How did you get into playing rock music with your brother?
How? Well, I don't know, because I've read articles on us that were all completely wrong.
Oh, that doesn't happen, surely.
Because apparently our parents had amazing, the most incredible record collection known to humanity, but they didn't. They had nothing. They were completely useless. So,
in return, in regards to music, they were useless or just useless full stop?
They were a bit of both. No, they didn't really have much. I mean, they had a couple of classic records, but like everyone, they had a couple of Beatles, Cat Stevens, but that was about it. They weren't really music fans, to be honest, but all of my uncles were, my grandparents were, my Italian grandfather was a tenor.
Really?
But, I mean, that's...
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but that's, you know, that wasn't the kind of music that I ever appreciated until much later in life.
Mm, fair enough.
So, I don't know, music was always around, but not directly, I guess. And then, you know, when I was a teenager, well, actually, it was me and Cam, the guitar player Cam, who started the band in high school. And then, too much to our regret ever since, we invited my brother on the drums. That was a joke, guys.
Yeah,
joke.
We got that.
Now, you mentioned high school. Tell me if this is right, what I read. Did you go to St. Bede's at Mentone?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Because, see, I went to De La Salle School here in Adelaide. We always had to play footy and cricket against St. Bede's. So, I don't know.
They were pretty good, weren't they?
I might have come up against you at some stage.
You really think that I was playing any of those sports?
Whereas you used to do those interstate
things.
They'd
pre-game.
Come here and then we'd go there next year. And
yeah, no, I never played, but apparently we were good.
But you and I might have been strapped by the same brother. You never know.
We might have been. I was probably having a sneaky cigarette around the corner somewhere while you were playing.
We could have got six of the best by, you know, brother George or something together. You never know. We're looking forward to Jet coming to Adelaide. What sort of show is it going to be? What will you be playing?
Well, we don't have anything new, so we'll be playing all the hits.
Yep.
Beautiful.
We've kind of been flirting with... We spent a couple of days in a studio last week to see what would happen if we put ourselves in that situation. And I wouldn't be surprised if maybe some new stuff started to turn up in the next year. But for now, obviously, we're just playing all of the known songs off the three albums, and you know, that'll be enough.
Fantastic. Beautiful. The crowd are going to appreciate that and sing along, there's no doubt, in full voice. Nick from Jet, thanks so much for talking to us, and we look forward to seeing
you
here during the Superloop Adelaide 500.
Nice one. Have a good day.
Get the only membership that gives you access to every Crows and Power home game. An Adelaide Oval membership. AdelaideOval.com.au/football membership.